Hallelujah. I am super excited to be in the presence of God today. And I want to, this is an okay place for me because I'm short. I'm short from the outside, but I'm big from the inside. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the presence of God is in this place. And I thank God, you know, when the king is in the house, you have not so much to say. I want to thank God because of each one of you. And most of all, I want to honor the Pastor Catherine for honoring me, and I feel so humbled to get the opportunity to come and bring the word of God in this place. As I thank God for the pastors in the house today, I thank God because of the leadership in this place. Thank you for them that have been standing in the gap and praying. You know, people have really raised people to stand in the gap and pray during this season, and I really thank God. The enemy hadn't planned good, as you say you had. For God used Catherine Jerry to usher me in this city. The devil has not been very happy. But I thank God, when Jesus says yes, nobody can be able to say no. When God opens a door for you, no one can be able to close in Jesus' name. So one thing I know is the enemy had an assignment to bring confusion during yesterday's meeting and my visit in this place. But I thank God because of the way God honored Catherine and saved her life. Yeah, so one thing that I know, I'm happy because of Psalms chapter number 91, that with long life, I will satisfy you. You know, he has promised to give us long life and, you know, and salvation in Jesus' name. So we are here to lift up the name of Jehovah. I thank God for the daughters of the king in the house. I just want to tell you that you look so glorious. You look so beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor Betty. Very nice to meet you. Pastor Grace, thank you. I'm glad to meet you. I met her last night and I'm very, very happy. I get so excited when I have to come and connect with women. I look forward for the women meeting, and I really know that, you know, there's a lot that one goes through. And when you go through all these things, you know, you're going through difficulty issues in life so that you can be able to minister to each other, encourage each other. I've been through a lot in this life. But I thank God, when I look back and I remember when I was crying and wondering, God, what are you doing? Today, when I see what God is doing, especially to women through me, as the Lord pours whatever is put in me, I've been prepared through fire. And I thank God for the pain that I've been through. I normally tell people, there were times in life like I thought, you know, the Lord was operating me through without anesthesia. You know, I've been through a lot of pain in my heart. I have suffered a lot of rejection, especially in my marriage. I have suffered rejection from my in-laws. I've been through it all. So as I stand here to encourage you today, I know we serve a God who is able to heal and restore. Because as I stand here, I'm not standing here as a woman who is rejected. I stand here as a woman who has favor, because the Lord has restored me. To also encourage you and let you know, it doesn't matter what you've been through, the same God who healed the wounds of my past is able to heal each one of you in Jesus' mighty and holy name. So I want to encourage you that the Lord today is on an assignment to heal the wounds of your past and to restore you and to release to you the anointing of favor. As you go to the nations, as you minister to your own family, you know, the favor of the Lord is upon you. There's a scripture that encourages me a lot in the book of Esther, because we'll be talking about Esther. That's to prepare you. Esther chapter 2 verse number 17, the Bible says that Esther was loved by the king among many virgins. She was loved by the king among many virgins. She was one among many. Yes, there were many virgins, but she was loved by the king. And the Bible says that she obtained favor and grace. So the favor, the Lord is here on an assignment to release such favor and the grace for you to be able to accomplish that which he's called you to do in Jesus' mighty and holy name. The Lord has called you with a noble cause, just like Esther was called and ordained for a big work. So when I look at you, I see you beautiful women. I see queens in the house. I see daughters of a king in Jesus' mighty and holy name. You are so glorious and you have an assignment to take, you know, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Esther was called with a high calling. And just like I keep encouraging you, none of us has not been called to go to the nations. None of us. You know, you've even been called in your own house. Your house is already a nation by itself. You are called in your neighborhood, in your church. You know, there are some people who don't maybe know that you are even saved. You know, there are people who just need to be given one word and be told that Jesus loves you. And that is enough. because of the pain that I've been through and the wounds in my heart, there's one thing that the Lord spoke to me and told me, that I have anointed your chest so that you may hug people and just release the love of Jesus. Do you know, just your chest is enough to minister to somebody? Your smile alone, just smiling. There's a time I went through smiling for 3 years. I didn't know what smiling is all about. I cried for 3 years. I went through so much because of pain of rejection. When the Lord restored my smile and my joy, I smiled big time. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because when you smile, you make the enemy mad. Because the plan of the enemy every morning is to put you down, discourage you, and disconnect you with your appointment. That is the plan of the enemy. So that you may not be able to embrace that which God has called you to do. That is the plan of the enemy. But I'm so happy for the revelation of the love of Jesus. I was sharing with women one time Jesus appeared to me. I'm going through so much. I was praying and fasting. He showed up, you know. However, you know, I saw him. He was wearing a white kanzu, a white robe. He hugged me and he told me that he loves me. There is nothing like Jesus' love. And that is how he impacted me. I received the revelation of the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus makes all the difference. And that is why I want to encourage you that you are loved by the King. It doesn't matter whether you're married or you're not. You have a King that loves you. Just like Esther was loved. Among many, she was favored. She received favor and grace before the King. And you realize she was a virgin and there were many other virgins. And she comes before the King. She receives favor as the only one. This girl was a mere, you know, she was a slave. You know, she was an orphan. So the Lord is raising people who do not have names to put you into a place, you know, that you may be able to sit with kings. You can imagine the life of Esther. The Lord is raising people who do not have a name so that he can, you know, cause you to sit and dine with kings in Jesus' name. And the Lord is on an assignment, even this day, to lift up your faith so that you may realize it doesn't matter where the enemy has put you, that the Lord has great and good plans concerning your life. He has called you with a high calling in the mighty name of Jesus, and he has anointed you. I keep encouraging women that each one of you, whatever ministry it is that the Lord has called you, whether it is hospitality, whether it is only intercession, like all what I knew is that the Lord has called me to only intercede. When the Lord was calling me and telling me that he's called me to go to the nations, I'm wondering, God, what am I gonna say? I am only called, I only knew that I'm called to be a backbencher in a church, to only intercede. And I remember one day that I was in this meeting, I decided that day I wanted to be an usher. So I went and started ushering. You know, it was in this ministry in Nakuru. Somebody came to me and removed the church thing. And she told me, sit down. You know, when I sat down there, instead of being discouraged, there's one thing I told myself. I was seated in the wrong office. So it's good for you to realize where the Lord has called you. Though I have a great smile, I was thinking, you know, I'm the best one to welcome people. When you're called to intercede, sit in your office. Do not sit in somebody else. So it is a time for us to position ourselves and to be able to realize that God has called us, and to realize and ask God, what have you called me exactly to do? As you sit and, you know, intercede, because of interceding and just sitting there at the feet of Jesus, a lot has been birthed. There's a lot that gets, you know, you birth a lot of ministry, you birth gifts. As you see it, the Bible says in Jeremiah that 3 verse 3, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. As you continue praying and calling upon the name of Jehovah, he continues opening your eyes to show you what he has called you to do. I did not know that I could be standing before you at a time as this. I was one kind of a person who knew that I was called to sit at the back. I could not even give a testimony I was sharing with most of you during the catches that you've had in the past. And I remember when I left Kenya, I left a Sister Helen. But I had received a prophecy. And I was told, you're leaving Kenya a Sister Helen. You will come back a minister of the gospel. And that is what happened in Jesus' name. So it doesn't matter how you came to this country. It doesn't matter where you are right now. It doesn't matter whether you're just called a sister. I just want to tell you that the Lord has called you to minister in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In whatever, you know, category, there are so many things you can be able to do. There are so many departments in the house of the Lord. Hospitality is a department. You know, you can also be just cleaning the bathrooms and, you know, the Lord finds you there. I'm being reminded about Rebecca. Rebecca just used to water the camels, the father's camel. When you remember Genesis chapter number 24, she's watering the father's camel. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and the rest shall be given unto thee. Eliezer is coming to look for somebody, for Isaac, a woman for Isaac to marry. And this girl is there watering the father's camel. And he had prayed and told God, give me a sign. When I get there, the woman who will offer me water and also offer the camel water, that is the woman. So Rebecca has gone to the well to just do what she loved to do. You see, just the way you came, you never know when you ever meet with your miracle. You never know. Every day is a day of miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. And today is a day of miracle. You just came. You have no idea what, you know, the Lord has planned for you. But the Lord has planned to give you a miracle. And you go home on another level in the mighty name of Jesus. So Rebecca is waiting at the well to just water his father's camel, just like she does, you know, every other day. You know, just like you come maybe to worship in this church, just like you come and do hospitality, you know, just serving water or whatever you do. But in whatever you do, when you do it with faithfulness, the Lord finds you there and is able to encourage you and bless you. So Rebecca had come just like any other day to just serve as normal. So Eliezer finds her and she offers, you know, she offers him water. And at the same time, she also continued to even offer him water for the camels. And he knew, this is the woman that the Lord wants for my master's son. And Rebecca had left home a normal girl, a normal woman, just like you came to this meeting today. She went back home with a ring on her nose, a golden ring. Because Eliezer marked her with honor that particular day. So she's marked and she's put a ring on her nose and two bracelets of gold on her hands. So you came here as a normal woman, Mama Kamau. But I encourage you that you are going home with honor in the mighty name of Jesus. For the King of Kings is in the house, so that he could honor you and mark you with honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you found favor before the King in Jesus' mighty and holy name. So the Lord has great and good plans concerning our lives. So I want to encourage you, women of God, as you serve the Lord, serve with the whole of your heart. There is one thing that the Lord has done in my life. He delivered me from serving men. You know, the woman of God was talking here, and I was quickened to be remembered, to be reminded by the Lord. There's one time, you know, when you're still young in salvation, you know, you just want to really, I mean, I want the woman of God to say hi to me and maybe send me a text, you know. But when I come to church and Pastor Catherine did not remember to say hi to me, she's busy. This woman of God has got her own issues, even her. So I go home maybe, you know, feeling peace that the woman of God never said hi to me, you know. Maybe the Lord was quickening you to stand in the gap and pray for her. You never know the challenges that she goes through, you know. So I used to want to really, you know, please the men of God and, you know, be noticed as I work. You know, it's like I'm working for them. You know, you're not ministering to the men of God. You minister to God. So when you get a difference of ministering, not to men, but ministering to God, and that is the deliverance I'm telling you that I received. So as I go to the house of the Lord, as I'm serving God. So it doesn't matter whether Catherine will appreciate me. It doesn't matter whether Pastor Tony will appreciate me. It doesn't matter. As long as I am serving the Lord, I know I am serving a God who is able to reward. Who rewards them who seeks him diligently in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you, as you serve as you are serving the Lord and not Pastor Catherine. Serve as you are serving the Lord and not Pastor Tony, and you'll never be disappointed. Because, and I also want to encourage you about something else that the Lord is reminding me. It's always very, very important to remember the pastor's wives. These women, they go through issues in their lives. You know, they don't have it all together as you see them. You know, many are the times we remember to pray for the pastors, but we forget their wives. And I'm telling you, the arrows that are directed to the pastors, when they miss the pastors because they are covered by prayer, they hit their wives. So I want to encourage you, maybe you remembering the woman of God, cover her. If you can be able to remember, to just throw a text message, encourage her. Tell her, Mommy, we love you. I am praying for you. You're such a great woman of God, you know. And not only her, even each one of us. Let us encourage each other. Let us, you know, send each other messages and encourage each other. Check on me. Find out, you know, when I get a phone call or a text message from you, even when I'm in California, I will thank the Lord. You know, it is encouraging to even hear, you know, just one word. When you came, you blessed us. Thank you for coming to our city. You know, it is very, very encouraging. So I encourage you, write text messages to these women of God. You pastors, you know, minister to them with love, you know, because they minister to you. By the end of the day, they have so many burdens. They are ministering to, like, there's been a lot that has been going on. Today I was getting a message, and I thank God because of King Motho last night, because of the way he prayed against the spirit of death. I am receiving all these messages. People in our church in California are really dying. There are so many maombolezes that are going on. So we need to encourage each other and pray for each other. Cover each other with the blood of Jesus, and also refuse this spirit of death in Jesus' mighty and holy name. We have to say no to premature death in Jesus' name. I'm being reminded because I was seeking God. My name is Pastor Helen Kimani from California. I am a married woman. I have a daughter who is 24 years old, for them that do not know me. And I have a son who is 13 years old. The Lord has been good to me. Since I left this place, I came to Dallas last in December. And I thank God for his faithfulness and him opening a door for me to come back here. I just want to tell you that I love this place. I left a piece of my heart in this place. So when I had Nyambura, the lady that we were in her house to last night for Kesha, she needed me to come and minister to her family. We met with her very shortly in Catherine's house when I was here. So we prayed together, and the Lord really ministered to her heart. And she told me, "You have left and gone back," because she did not know. She thought that I was ministering the following weekend, but she realized that I was leaving on, I think, a Tuesday, or I don't remember which day, Wednesday. So she connected to me, with me on a Tuesday. And when she connected with me, we prayed shortly. The Lord touched her life and she was blessed. She told me, "I want to pay for your air ticket to come back because I want you to come and minister to my family." So this mission trip was only to minister to families. There's one thing I tell God. Even if I will encourage one woman, even if I leave and go to Kenya for one particular woman, that or one person, I praise the name of the Lord. So the Lord may have sent me to Dallas for only one person, but you know what? The name of the Lord will be glorified, because God is not moved by numbers. He is moved by faith. So when I'm able to minister to one person, as Catherine was saying, that, you know, since we ever connected to the glory and the honor of the name of Jehovah, it's been not been long, but she says that her life has been transformed. If the Lord had only brought me for her, I say thank you, Jesus. So let me tell you, women, you really do not even have to go to the nations to minister. You can minister to just one woman. You know, desire to be an encouragement to at least a person each day in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, lift up the heart of somebody at least each day. You know, be a blessing to somebody. You know, there are so many people who have the ministry of discouragement. When you meet with them, they pull you down. So the women go through so many things. You know, you meet so many people who brings you down. You know, when you get somebody to call you or even text you and encourage you, you never know where these women are going, what they are going through. We go through so many issues, even in our own homes. We go through so much through our children. So many challenges, even with our families back in Kenya, you know, and even them who are in this country. So we need to encourage each other and love on each other in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So as I said, send me a text message, encourage me, I will love it in Jesus' name. So we want us to open our books in the our Bibles in the book of Esther, chapter number 7. Esther 7 in Jesus' name. Yeah, I thank God because of the things that he's been doing. As you open your Bibles, after I left this place, I went to Mexico to minister. From Mexico, I went to Colorado, and then I went to Wyoming, and then I'm here, and I will again be leaving for Kenya in the whole of the month of April. So if you could stand in the gap and keep me in prayer, we have missions. We'll be leaving with one missionary from Colorado. I normally take teams to Kenya for missions, and the Lord has been moving a lot of salvation, deliverance, and healing and restoration. So as you stand in the gap, just call me by my name, and a man of God called David will be having a mission in the whole of the month of April. We'll be there for 5 weeks, and the whole 5 weeks will be packed. Like, we are not visiting the Lake Nakuru National Park. No, it is mission. It is business. We are not going as tourists. So I encourage you, when we are in the mission field, we are not able to pray. So I rely on you to stand in the gap. Call, you know, mention our names before the Father, because we start the meetings very early in the morning at 10 10 a.m. we are ministering. And you know, the way people are so hungry in Kenya, at 10 at night, we are still in the meetings during revivals. So I ask you to stand in the gap for us, because we are not able to pray for ourselves when you're out there. So I will rely on your prayer. So I call you to really stand in the gap, cover us, you know, and the Lord will bless you so much. I want to give a testimony before we go there. We go to the Word of God. When I left here and the Lord spoke to me about going back to Kenya, I was like, I just came to from Kenya in the month of September last year. And I'm wondering, God, I mean, it is expensive to go back to Kenya. But I want to tell you the way God has been ministering in my life. When God has given you a vision, I always say he gives you provision. So the Lord touched one person, and that person paid for my air ticket to go to Kenya. So as I stand before you right here, the Lord has taken care of my mission to Kenya. He's paid for the air ticket. There are so many other needs. So continue praying for provision, and the Lord will bless you in Jesus' mighty and holy name. It is very, very expensive to be in Kenya for 5 weeks, because we cannot be able to reach out to so many people when you're traveling by matatus. But it is easier when you're traveling, when you take car hire. And it is very expensive, but I thank God because of his provision. I am here to encourage you and to let you know, as the Lord calls you, he supplies your needs in Jesus' name, because he supplies my needs in a supernatural way. Like I said, even before I came here, the Lord caused that woman of God to pay for my air ticket and brought me here so that all of you can be able to be blessed in Jesus' name. So continue praying for Nyambura. Thank God for her for opening this door for me to be here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah. Esther chapter 7, Catherine. Pastor Catherine, can I ask you to read it for me, please? Yeah, the whole. Our Father and our God, we just want to thank you because of the word in Jesus' name. Spirit of the living God, I welcome you in this place that you may take over in Jesus' name. You are the guest of honor, Spirit of the living God. Saturate this place with your presence. Holy Spirit of the living God, you are my teacher, my guide, and my director. Holy Spirit of the living God, anoint this word, download the heart of the Father through me. In Jesus' name, I surrender totally unto you. I decrease that you may increase. Holy Spirit of the living God, I appreciate you. You are my friend in Jesus' mighty and holy name. I lift up the name of Jesus, the name above every name. I release your presence in this place. Holy Spirit of the living God, pour your spirit in this place in a powerful way. I release the ministering angels on assignment even this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, move in this place in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Yes, I just want to thank God because of this powerful woman of God, Queen Esther. The Bible talks, the whole of the book of Esther is a powerful book. It only has 10 chapters. In Jesus' mighty and holy name. And I want to tell you from chapter 1 all the way to chapter number 10. It's powerful, powerful, powerful. It talks about this powerful woman who the Lord raised among many. Who was just a mere, no orphan. You know, a girl who was a virgin. And a girl who was so obedient to the uncle. Esther was a niece to Mordecai. Because Mordecai was a cousin to the father of Esther. So Mordecai adopted Esther and brought her up. But Esther listened to every word that Mordecai told her. She was very, very obedient. And the Lord would desire women that we have a teachable spirit. One quality about Esther, she had a teachable spirit. Everything that the uncle told her, she took heed of it. And she honored whatever the uncle told her. So one thing that I remember very well, that she had been advised that she should not reveal her culture. She was advised that she should not say who she is in Jesus' name. She was not supposed to reveal where she comes from and to reveal her family in Jesus, her family background in the mighty name of Jesus. And she kept to that, and she was very, very faithful. So the Lord is calling us women to be very, very faithful and to have teachable spirit. As we listen to the Holy Spirit of the living God, as we sit and receive revelation and instruction, we are advised that we may be able to have a teachable spirit, that whatever we are taught, we keep it in the heart. So this woman was faithful to make sure that when she was encouraged and instructed by the uncle not to reveal her culture and not to reveal her family, she kept it to herself. And she was very, very faithful. And we find her talking about it in chapter 7. So, a time came. There was this lady who was called Vashti. who was the wife of the king before. Vashti is called before the king so the king could display her beauty. So she refuses to go show herself before the king. She became disobedient. The Lord will cause other people to disobey so that you may get to a place of power in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And this is what happened to Esther. So Vashti disobeys the king to create an opportunity for Esther to be raised as a queen. What a wonderful thing. You know, because this girl was born with favor. You know, when God has marked you with favor, there is nothing as powerful as that. So Queen Esther was favored by the Lord since she was born. There was something unique about her. Just like there's something unique about every woman in this place. We are all unique and we are all loved by the king. So Esther had favor in her life ever since she was born. And that is why the uncle received her and decided she was gonna mentor her. It is very, very important to identify the people who mentor you so that they can encourage you and instruct you to walk in the right way in Jesus' mighty and holy name. When the Lord is raising you, you know, to be the woman that the Lord has called you, the woman of purpose, as per the theme of this meeting, the woman of purpose that the Lord has called you to be, it is very, very important that you identify with a mentor who mentors you and instructs you. And when you continue being very, very obedient and humble yourself and be able to listen to what you're being told, you live a beautiful life and you're able to be raised from grace to grace and from glory to glory in Jesus' mighty and holy name. So Esther was instructed by the uncle Mordecai, do not reveal your identity. Do not allow anybody to know who you are. So she refused to reveal to her identity. How many of us, you know, you just meet people, they do not even know you, and you end up telling them so much about yourself. Do you understand that the enemy uses our whatever you have talked with your own mouth? You know, and especially as women, you know, we are so quick to open our mouths and to really, you know, uncover ourselves before our enemies. So Mordecai knew that these people are their enemies. They come from their Jewish family, and they knew these other ones are their enemies. So what did they have to, he had to be wise enough to tell this girl, as you go out there with other girls, do not open your mouth to start revealing your identity. So I encourage you women, it's good to have wisdom. The Lord is raising us to be women of wisdom and women who are humble and women who have a teachable spirit. So when you are instructed and you're given a revelation, you know, when you connect with your mentor and your mentor directs you, you know, your mentor could be the Holy Spirit. It is okay. You know, the best mentor, if anything, is the Holy Spirit. And it's always good to listen to the Holy Spirit. You only talk when the Holy Spirit tells you to talk. And I want to talk to this about women who the Lord has called as intercessors. You know, I want to believe, if anything, Esther was an intercessor and we are intercessors. Each one of us here, we've been called as intercessors. And that is why Jesus is reseated at the right hand of the Father so that we may live a lifestyle like him, because he lived a lifestyle of prayer. So we've been called to pray. None of us has not been called to pray. Even if maybe you drink, maybe you do not, you know, belong to the fivefold ministry. One thing I want to tell you, intercession is for each one of us. We are all called to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And the women are the backbones of the church. And that is how Esther knew and Mordecai knew that the Lord is raising Esther in this palace for a time as this. So Esther is raised as the queen. When Vashti refused to go and get spray her beauty, you know, the way the Lord will bring down some people, you know, he's the one who lifts and he's the one who brings down. So the Lord will cause some people to come down so that he can be able to lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will always create an opportunity for you because you are favored by the king in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine a woman is holding a party in the kitchen? That is what the Bible says in chapter number one. Though I don't want to read chapter number one of the book of Esther, that Vashti held a party in the kitchen. And the king wanted to display her beauty before his friends. And he has called for a big banquet to display this beauty. But Vashti refuses to come, so she disobeyed. So it's wrong to disobey the king. It is wrong to disobey the direction of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the Spirit of the Lord tells you to do, it is good to obey. So she refuses to obey what the kings tell her. So she refused to go and get displayed before the noblemen, before the king. And this banquet, you know, went into a waste. It was a very bad day for the king. And the king asked his advisors, what do I have to do? And the advisors advised him that he should be able to marry another woman. And this is where Esther gets an opportunity to be lifted up. So the Lord will remove other people in power so that he can praise you in a place of power. Knowing one thing, you are not being praised in that place for your own self. Esther was raised as a queen for the sake of the Jews in the mighty name of Jesus, so that she can stand in the gap for the Jews. So later on, as the Bible continues to tell us in the chapters before chapter 7, that there was a conspiracy that Haman wanted to destroy the Jews. So Mordecai knew about this. And Mordecai came to the gate because already Esther is a queen. She's already married by the king and she has taken over from Vashti. So the Lord will remove people so that you take over for the sake of your community, for the sake of the nations, for the sake of your family, in Jesus' name. So when the Lord lifts you up, he's not lifting you up so that people can see or look at you as a very powerful woman. The Lord is not anointing you so that you may feel good with the anointing. The Lord is not favoring you so that you feel good and think maybe you are better than other people. Though Esther was in palace, she would have sat there and just feel good and, you know, stay in comfort zone. But a time came, the uncle went and started mourning at the gate. He wore sackcloth and he's crying because he had gotten a message that Haman had planned to destroy the Jews. So he goes there and he's crying, wearing sackcloth, and he had anointed himself with ash. And Esther, he's quickened by the eunuchs that something is happening to your uncle. So she sent one of the men who were sitting and watching over her. You know, the king had raised some men to take care of some girls and some men to take care of Esther. So Esther sent one of the men who was taking care of her to the gate to find out what is happening to my uncle. And then he reviewed a message that the Jews were planned to be destroyed, and Haman had even paid some money. I want to encourage you. It doesn't matter who has paid that you may be destroyed. It doesn't matter who is planning evil against you. The Lord will always reveal it. As long as you stay at the feet of Jesus, as long as you continue being faithful in the mighty name of Jesus, as long as you continue loving God, it will always be revealed. So it doesn't matter what the enemy is planning. The Lord will make sure that it is revealed to you. So Esther is in the palace, you know, as a queen and having her good time and sitting and waiting, but she gets a revelation. Your family is being planned to be destroyed by Haman and his team. So she calls for a fast. So the Lord is calling us to get from that place of comfort zone. You know, there are times we enjoy where we are. We came to this country. Maybe you find a job and it is okay to work. Because, you know, we need to pay bills. But as we pay bills, as we enjoy in our marriages, as we do whatever God has called us to do each and every day, it is good to arise, you know, and stay in the spirit so that you can be able to save your family in the mighty name of Jesus. So Esther was quickened by the uncle. It is your time to arise and take your position. You did not go to the palace to just enjoy the sweet wine in Jesus' name. So the Lord did not anoint you and the Lord did not save you to just feel good when you're saved. No, he did not bring you to the kingdom of God to just enjoy. So Esther was not brought to this kingdom to just enjoy and feel nice as a queen. She was there on an assignment. And I'm talking to women who are on assignment, even in this place today, in Jesus' mighty and holy name, that each one of you has been called and anointed with an assignment in the mighty name of Jesus. So they are, you know, Esther was not only to be a queen, to just sit and enjoy herself and look beautiful and anoint herself and, you know, apply powder every day. No, that was not her assignment. Her assignment was to stand in the gap in Jesus' mighty and holy name. So when she received this message, she stood up and she called other people, even people who are sitting her, and she requested them to go into prayer and fasting. You know, so look at this girl, a very faithful girl. So the uncle has sent a message for her to be able to know that there's a conspiracy and her family and her community is planned to be destroyed. And people have paid, and Haman has paid even money. So I encourage you, it doesn't matter what has been paid for you to be destroyed and your destiny or the destiny of your children to be destroyed. One thing that I want to encourage you, nothing will happen. The Bible says very well that nothing will ever happen before the Lord revealing to his prophet. And each one of us is a prophet. As I was saying yesterday, the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, before you're formed in your mother's womb, the Lord separated you and ordained you as a prophet to the nations.
So you do not have to wait for anybody to come and lay your hands on, their hands on you so that you can know that the Lord has called you. The Bible says very clearly, according to Jeremiah chapter 1, that you have been called and set apart and ordained as a prophet to the nations. So you are a prophet to your own destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. So she sat there. She knew one thing, that she was not only there to just sit and enjoy herself. And the uncle is, you know, the uncle is sending a message for her to tell her, arise and take your possession, woman of God, for you've been called a time as this in Jesus' mighty and holy name. I want to encourage women in this place that you've been called a time as this so that you can position yourself for your miracle in the mighty name of Jesus, that you can position yourself as a deliverer of your family in Jesus' name, that you can position of yourself as a deliverer of your family and your children in Jesus' name, a deliverer of your own nation in Jesus' name. So she was placed in the kingdom a time as that so that she could fight for her family in the name of Jesus. So when she had this, she never went back to comfort zone. No, she called others to stand in the gap and cry together with her in Jesus' mighty and holy name. She invited them to fast for 3 days before she prepares herself to go to the king. I'm just giving a background of, you know, where I'm taking you so that, yeah. So she prepares herself with prayer. Women of purpose, the Lord is calling us to prepare ourselves with prayer and fasting in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, and some do not go unless by prayer and fasting. I have a demon in this country. When you try fasting, you know, in all the places that you are going, food is all over. So there's a demon, I don't know about you, that you realize it's so hard to fast because you have to go explaining to people, especially when you're fasting, because there's food everywhere you go, the food of Babylon. I encourage you, do not eat the food of Babylon. Pray and fast. I'm telling you, every place you go, you know, at times I just decide when I'm fasting, I will not even go. And you want to go out there and be an encouragement to people because you don't want to go explaining to everybody. And they are wondering, if you're a woman of prayer, do you pray all the time? How come you're not eating? And you get there, you are a woman of God. They really want to bring you food. So there's a demon in this country, I have realized. The demon of causing people to not be able to pray and fast. Remember how you fasted for 40 days. What happened? You know, so Esther called these women. The people who are sitting at her feet, those had been set apart to take care of her so that they would be able to stand in the gap together with her. So it is you to position yourself. You see, because she had been put in a place, in a place of power. She is in the palace, you know. Her work was not only to be able to sit in the palace and enjoy herself as a king, a queen, and look good. So you've not been called into the kingdom to just look good and be able to just enjoy and come, maybe sit in a church. And even in your place of work, you know, you can still be able to minister and encourage people and take your place. First of all, we are all called to intercede. We are all called to stand in the gap and pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So the Lord has called you a time as this to position yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. And I remember Mordecai even sending a message and telling her, if you do not save us, the Lord will raise another one. Can I surprise you? You will be surprised when you see your Esther. You don't want to be like Vashti. When the Lord has called you, please, you had better position yourself and do what God has called you to do. Don't do it to please the woman of God. Don't do it to please your pastor. Do it for your own sake. Because the Lord will raise another. Yes, who would have known that Esther would be raised instead of Vashti? Vashti never dreamt that this would ever happen. So do you know what I say? I don't want to see my Esther. I want to be the Esther. So I encourage you, may you take your place as an Esther. May you never desire to see your Esther. So Esther is raised to stand in the gap and not only to feel good in the kingdom. So the Lord has not called you to just sit down and enjoy yourself in a church and sit as a backbencher. The Lord has called you with a noble cause in Jesus' name so that you may be able to stand and cry to the Lord because of your marriage, because of your children, because of your family back at home, because of your nation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So Esther had been called a time as this to stand in the gap. And the uncle Mordecai is telling her, if you do not help us, the Lord will raise another. So I want to tell you, as you sit there and you decide, you know, I do not want to serve the Lord, you know, to preach people, do not even do it for anybody. Do it for yourself and for your own community in Jesus' mighty and holy name. When you're doing it for your own good, not for anybody. So whatever the Lord has called you to do, I know there are people here, God has called you to do a particular thing in the kingdom or even in your church. I want you to encourage you, take your position, for the Lord has called you a time as this in Jesus' name. Take advantage of the position that the Lord has given you in Jesus' name. Because Esther would have just sat there and do nothing. But the uncle is like, you know, if you do not help us, the Lord will raise another. So when you don't take your position, I refuse my position to be taken by another one. If anything, I want the Lord to raise me from glory to glory and from grace to grace, because that is what the Lord is doing at time as this. And he's doing it with people who shall know who they are in Jesus' mighty and holy name. So the Bible continues to even talk about how, you know, she prepared herself for 3 days and called these others to pray together with her, and she goes before the king. It was wrong for her to go before the king without invite. Can you imagine? You're married and you cannot be able to visit with your husband. Isn't that interesting? That is what happens. You realize there are people in marriages, even in this place, who have been going through issues. You're in a marriage, you're not even intimate with your husband. Can you imagine? Esther was not supposed to be intimate with the husband. She had to receive a letter to go and meet the husband. These things were happening even then. So I want to encourage you. As the Lord is preparing you, you know, when you go through these issues in life, even going through rejection in your own marriage, you are going through this, and I don't want you to sit there. You know, we are kicking the devil out and we are saying it is our day of favor today. Those that have been going through rejection in their marriages, the Lord is restoring them to the first love in the mighty name of Jesus. Just like Esther was favored by the king and was loved by the king and was honored in Jesus' mighty and holy name. So the Lord is in the business of restoring marriages in this place in Jesus' name. Can you imagine that Esther could not walk to go to the husband to explain her problems and the conspiracy? She had to go through prayer and fasting. Would you imagine that you have to pray and fast to have intimacy and to be with your husband? Isn't it hard? So I want to encourage you that the Lord knows you. Every woman in this place and those that have been going through issues in your marriage, I want to encourage you. The God that remembered Esther and gave her favor is in this house today in Jesus' name, to encourage you and to anoint you and to mark you with favor and to take you back to the first love with your husband in the mighty name of Jesus. So the Lord is uniting you and connecting you with your husband intimately. As I'm talking, people are receiving their healings in Jesus' name. There are people who are wounded in this place. You have been so hurt. You have suffered rejection and you have suffered a lot of self-pity. I'm ministering to the Holy Spirit is ministering to those hearts that today the Lord is healing your heart. The Lord is restoring you to the first love in the name of Jesus. The love that you had with your husband when you met him the very first day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I just want to tell you that whatever you've been through, the Lord has just been preparing you so that you could be an encouragement, that you could go to the kingdom just as Esther and be a blessing to other people. So this girl was seated there, the Lord preparing her for a time as this so that she could be able to save her community in Jesus' mighty and holy name. So she goes before the king after 3 days of prayer, and she gets at the door of the king just because she had interceded and she had prepared herself. So daughters of purpose are daughters who prepares themselves in prayer. They just don't go before the king. When you're going through rejection or whatever you're going through in life, prepare yourself in prayer. Cover yourself in prayer. Cover yourself. Speak to yourself. Prophesy to yourself. Tell yourself how beautiful you are. You don't have to wait. You know, she didn't have to just sit there and start crying. You know, a time came she decided, you know what? If I die, let me die. That is what she proclaimed. So it is a time for us to stand and women and to declare in Jesus' mighty and holy name, if I die, let me die. I am going to save my family. I am standing in the gap. If I die, let me die in Jesus' name. Whoever I have to see, you know, I will stand before the king. I will fast and pray, and I will call upon the name of Jehovah to see the deliverance of my family, to see the deliverance of my community, to see the deliverance of family. This is where you go beyond yourself, you know. You are no longer selfish, because this girl would have sat there at the kingdom and enjoyed herself as a queen. Anyway, she had everything. She was in comfort zone, so she could have sat there and just enjoyed herself. But she felt, you know, I have not been called, or I was not lifted to this position to just enjoy myself alone. I have been called because of others. So, daughters of purpose, the Lord is encouraging us and quickening us to realize that you've not been called because of yourself. You have been called because of your community, because of your children. And that is why I encourage. I know there are times, you know, things will push you to the corner. And this, I'll say, the Lord was showing me something, and I want to bind this demon. As the Spirit of the Lord is reminding me. I saw a young boy. And this boy, it was in a vision, and the Lord was ministering to me concerning this meeting today. I want you to listen very well so that we can deal with this demon and bring it down in Jesus' name. So I heard this boy speaking, you know, I heard it audibly. The boy was saying, I don't want to watch my mother and father separate. So I am binding the spirit of separation and divorce. That spirit of the devil whoever could be, you know, I don't know who has packed and is planning to go. So we are binding that spirit of the devil. It is not the will of God for you to separate. I want to encourage you, and I'm not condemning anybody. I know you can get to a place where you cannot hold anymore. So I'm not here to condemn, for there is no condemnation in them who are in Christ Jesus. I want you to know that, you know, but I will encourage you, hold on. It is good to fight the battle from inside instead from, it is easier when you're inside, instead of going out. Because when you leave, you open the door for the enemy. So Esther stayed inside there. Though she was not able to visit with the king all this time, she had to apply to go and see, visit with the husband. You know, she had to receive a letter. So she knew she was risking her life. So the Lord is raising us women, as women who risk our lives for the sake of our children. Women who stay, say, I'll stay inside this house for the sake of my children in Jesus' name. You know, going beyond yourself. You know, getting beyond selfishness. Yes, my heart has been wounded. Yes, I've been through so much. I told you, I have been through a lot in my marriage. I've been so hurt and very, very wounded. But I stayed for the sake of my children. And I've seen the faithfulness of the Lord. And that is why I can stand here today, encourage you, and let you know that God is still able to heal you and restore you. And I encourage you, do not fight from the outside. Stay inside in Jesus' name. It is easier when you're fighting from the inside, okay, than from the outside in the name of Jesus Christ. So let us hold on. Let us continue calling upon the name of the Lord. It doesn't matter what you are going through. There is an anointing here to break that spirit from hell in Jesus' mighty and holy name. I really cried when I was seeking God, and I'm seeing this boy. This boy is crying and he's saying, I don't want to see my mother. I don't want to go through to witness the word that I had. I don't want to witness separation between my mom and my dad. This kid was saying that, and I can remember, if I see that boy, I would know him, because I really saw him clearly. So I'm coming against that spirit of the devil of separation and divorce, and I'm declaring in the mighty name of Jesus, we shall stay connected to our men. We shall stay connected to the king in the mighty name of Jesus. So the enemy is defeated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that he will not let anything happen before he reveals to his servants the prophets. You are the prophet of God in this place. When the Lord reveals to you something, it is a time he's calling you to stand in the gap and break it. If it is during the night, break it off in the mighty name of Jesus. So the Bible says now, from chapter number 7, so I'm bringing you to our message today, that she goes before the king. She went before the king, and the king stretched the scepter. So she found favor before the king. And she's asked, what is your petition? Even half the kingdom. So the Lord is desiring to give us even half of the kingdom because he loves us so much. So she finds favor before the king. And that is the favor that the Lord is impacting in this place in the mighty name of Jesus. She finds favor before the king. She risks her life, and knowing very well she could even die. But by the end of the day, because of risking her life, because of her community and her family, the Lord gives her favor before the king, thinking that maybe the king will not accept her. She was accepted because she had prepared herself in prayer before going to the king. When you're going to even ask for a job, whatever you want, when you want favor, prepare yourself in prayer. So this girl had prepared herself with prayer and fasting. You can even ask people, other people, to stand in the gap for you. So she gets there and she's shown favor by the king, and she's promised half of the kingdom. But do you know what marvels me about this woman? She was asked, what is your petition, woman? Even half of the kingdom, I'll give it to you. I thank God because of it. She was a woman who knew her identity. She knew her identity. She knew she was a wife of a king. She knew she was a queen. You know, we are kings. We are queens in this place, women of God. When you know who you are in the kingdom, let me tell you, it doesn't matter how much the Lord has anointed you. When you do not know your identity, when you do not know who you are, it is all in vain. You are not able to receive what God has placed in front of you. You cannot be able to kiss your destiny because you do not know yourself. So the Lord is calling us to a place where we shall know the revelation of our identity. So Esther goes before the king and she is offered half of the kingdom. But because she knew she was a queen, she knew she owned the whole kingdom. Okay? Because the Bible says that we are seated in heavenly places together with Jesus. And we are co-heirs together with Jesus. So whatever Jesus enjoys, we also enjoy in Jesus' name. Why? Because we are queens. and we are daughters of a king. So we need a revelation to know who we are in the kingdom. When you know who you are in the kingdom, you will not be intimidated and manipulated by the enemy anytime in Jesus' mighty and holy name. The spirit of Jezebel that silences women will not silence you. You will open your mouth and you will shout hard because you know the God who called you in Jesus' name. So Esther knew herself. She knew she was a queen. Whether she needed permission to go and see the, meet with the husband, she knew one thing, that she was the wife of a king. So she was a queen, just like we are daughters of a king in Jesus' mighty and holy name. So she's asked, what can I give you? What is your petition, Esther? I want to show you one powerful quality about this woman. She never said a thing. She's when you imagine you go to Obama right now and he's asking you what you want, or those days of Moi, or maybe you're in Kenya, it's Kenyatta, Uhuru Kenyatta, you get one opportunity to meet with him. Maybe you'll be asking for a shamba. But look at this woman, a wise woman. She is asked, what do you want? Because you have found favor before me, even half of the kingdom will be given unto you. She never said a thing. Women of purpose do not just open their mouths to talk. They take their time. When they are given a word, you know, when they are before God, when they are before kings, they hold their mouths. They just don't open their mouths of your ovio. They keep quiet and they take their time. So Esther took her time. She never agreed to say a thing that time. She knew that the enemy is here. Haman was there in that very inner court. He was there. And she knew that she has found favor. And Haman would be destroyed. But she took her time. This is a woman who did not just want the hand of God. Am I talking to women in the house who do not just seek the hand? Whatever Esther was going to receive that day was God going to be the hand. You know, just a blessing. But she wanted more than a blessing. She wanted the king. She wanted to commune with the king. She wanted to have a time of intimacy with the king in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, at times when we have find an opportunity, you rush so much to open your mouth to say, this is what I want. When you go before the Lord, do you first of all love him? Do you worship him? Do you lift him up? So Esther needed a time to sit at the feet of the king in the mighty name of Jesus. She knew that she had found an opportunity to be able to meet with the king, and she knew, this is my time to take advantage of the grace in the mighty name of Jesus. So she knew, if I tell him right now, I will not have time of intimacy with him. I will not have time to hang out with my husband. So it is a time that we pray that the Lord may quicken and give us a discerning spirit in Jesus' name. You know, when the Lord shows up in your situation, you do not have to rush to tell him everything. Love him, worship him, be a worshiper, for he's seeking for worshipers who shall worship him with in truth and in spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So Esther knew, this is an opportunity to hang around my husband in Jesus' name. She never looked at it as an opportunity to receive half of the kingdom. She knew she knew her identity. There's nothing as powerful, women of God, to have the revelation of your identity. When you know who you are in the kingdom, you take your position in Jesus' mighty and holy name. You will not be worried that another person is being used more than you. You will take your position because you know you are a daughter of a king in the name of Jesus. You know that the Lord has called you. So you are not intimidated by other ministries or other ministers. You know, when the Lord calls you, it doesn't matter whether it's Joanita Bynum or other powerful women of God. If I'm caught in the same conference with her, she's anointed and she's loved by the same king who has also anointed me in Jesus' name. So I'll take my position as Queen Esther took her position in the mighty name of Jesus and bring forth what God has given me at Jesus' name, because the Lord has given us different flavors in Jesus' name. As I stand here, I'll bring a different kind of flavor and a powerful man. Pastor Catherine will stand, and also minister. You know, Nancy will stand and also minister uniquely, because each one of us has been called and anointed uniquely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, God knew herself. She knew her position. She knew she's a wife of the king. When you are the wife of a king, so you own everything. So she was not interested in material things. She was not seeking material things. She was seeking the things of the kingdom. She was pursuing the deliverance of her community in the mighty name of Jesus. So I see a girl here who went beyond herself, beyond selfishness. The Lord is calling us women of purpose so that we stop being selfish. It's not about me. Me, I, and myself. What can you do for the kingdom? So Esther stood for her kingdom. Esther stood for her community in the mighty name of Jesus. She took her position and took advantage of grace because of her community in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. She knew she had been called a time as that. She knew her position. She knew that she's already a queen. And she knew whatever your husband owns is yours. She's promised half of the kingdom. Even if you went through divorce, and I'm not talking about it, that one, we bound it, Kitambo. You know, you get half and he gets half. You know, she's in the kingdom, if anything. She knew that she owned the whole kingdom, because she was already married. She's the wife of this king at this particular time in life. And she knew as long as she behaves, and she does not behave like Vashti. May there be no Vashtis in this place in Jesus' name. Because a Vashti prepares a place for Esther. I thank God for Vashti for misbehaving. So when somebody misbehaves, they lose their position and you get the position. Because the Lord is raising Esthers in this place. Who shall know the Sams? Who shall know their identity? In the mighty name of Jesus. Esthers who shall not be intimidated. Esther who shall not be moved by material things. Esthers who want to sit at the feet of the king and be able to receive an anointing in the name of Jesus. An Esther who shall seek the face of Jehovah. An Esther who shall not seek the hand, but seek the face and seek a relationship with the Lord. So Esther was seeking for a relationship with her husband. She was not interested with material things. It is okay. When you seek for a relationship, you receive everything. It is the relationship and the fellowship. And I was sharing last night the way the Lord was ministering to me and telling me that he's seeking for fellowship with me. The Lord is seeking for fellowship with you. He's seeking intimacy, a time of intimacy, a time of you coming with him so that he can reveal to you the secrets of the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He is calling you to that place where you can sit at his feet. And that is what Esther realized. This is my time to be able to have a good time with my husband, with the king in the mighty name of Jesus. So she knew, if I ask for material things, he will give me and go. But I want a time with him. And you realize, according to this chapter number 7, she never said a thing even before. She invited them for dinner and Haman. She invited them for a banquet. It is a time to make a banquet for our husbands. Make a banquet for the King of Kings. I'm talking about the King of Kings in the name of Jesus Christ. The King of Kings, make a banquet for him. Desire to have intimacy with him. Desire to have a time of worship, a time of connecting with him so that he can be able to reveal the secrets. So she knew it is a time to invite the king and Haman, the enemy. The Bible says, and he shall lay a table for you in front of your enemies. Are you worried about your enemy? An enemy will have to be there for a table to be raised. So the Lord had to make sure that Haman is there to see Esther being raised in the mighty name of Jesus, to see Esther being remembered. Are you worried that people are coming against you? You should not be worried, because it is the Lord bringing to his word to pass that he shall lay a table for you in front of your enemy. There'll be no table without an enemy. So thank God because of your enemy. Do not even want them to die. Pray that they live so that they see your table being raised in the name of Jesus. Your table being laid in Jesus' name. So the Lord lays a table for Esther in front of Haman. So Esther prepares a dinner, a banquet for the king, and makes sure that the enemy is coming. Hallelujah. She was a woman who knew herself, a woman who had a revelation in Jesus' name, a woman who knew her identity. Do I have women of purpose who knows their identity, that you belong to the king, that you are marked and called at time as this, as Esther, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you can deliver your family, that you can stand in the gap because of your country, you can stand in the gap because of your children. You know very well the way the devil is attacking marriages and especially our children in this country. You know that. So the Lord has raised us as women of purpose so that we can stand in the gap and tell the enemy, no, you shall not kill our children through drugs. We refuse and we say no in Jesus' name. You shall not destroy our children because of pornography in Jesus' name. It's you to take your position, and it will take you knowing your identity, knowing that you are a queen, you are a daughter of a king, and you have what it takes in Jesus' name to stand in the gap and bring down the works of the enemy in Jesus' mighty and holy name. So Esther knew her position. She knew her identity, and she knew one thing, that she owns the kingdom together with her husband. And the Lord would want you to know that the kingdom belongs unto you because you are daughter of a king. Whatever Jesus has is also yours in Jesus' name, because you are co-heir together with him in the name of Jesus. You are seated. He is seated. You are seated in heavenly places together with him. So you are a co-heir together with Jesus in Jesus' mighty and holy name. So you are a daughter of a king. I'm looking to very beautiful women in this house who are daughters of a king, and you look very glorious, by the way. You're queens in the eyes of the king. So she knew who she was, and she took her position. Thank God for Mordecai who quickened her. It is your time to take your position. You never went to the kingdom to just enjoy and feel good and feel anointed. Women of purpose, daughters of purpose, the Lord has called us not to just feel good, we are anointed. I love the way Nancy is normally very open to the Holy Spirit. So, woman of God, as you've been receiving this way, in a powerful way, you are not receiving to sit down and feel muzuri. No. You are anointed so that you can impact other people. The Lord is taking you to places, woman of God, in Jesus' name. And so many of you in this place, the Lord is taking you to your destiny, and you carry the destiny of so many people, and this is your word, woman of God, that you carry the destiny of so many people. It is your time to position yourself, just like Esther positioned herself, and she knew her identity. You know your identity. Take your position. Know that you are daughter of a king, and go do that what God has called you to do. It is not a time to please men. It is a time to run and take your mantle and do what God has called you to do in the name of Jesus, because the Lord is raising women in this city. Daras, God is doing something. I don't know, women, you realize that God is doing something among women in the mighty name of Jesus in this city. Are you realizing? I'm praying that you realize that the fire that you receive as women of God and men of God come to this city, you're not receiving that fire to just sit down. Esther would have sat in the kingdom. Esther would have sat in the palace and enjoyed herself as a queen, but she said no, and she knew that she's not only called to just sit in the kingdom, to just sit in the palace and feel good. She knew that she was called to go beyond just sitting there and enjoying herself. So we've not been anointed to sit on the anointing. Hallelujah. We are called to take his word. We are called to be fishers of men in Jesus' name. We are called to evangelize. The Lord has called us so that we can impact other women in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's a woman out there who may be hurting a time as this. Just go and encourage that woman. Go pray over her. Go encourage her. Go love on her. You know, go tell her it's going to be well with you in Jesus' name. Many of you in this place have been prepared through fire. You've been through going through a lot. And now just continue being there, because I really feel that there are many who have been going through lots of issues, especially in your marriage. You're going through those kind of issues so that when a woman comes to you telling you, you know, I'm suffering rejection or this and that, this is happening in my life, you shall not sit there and tell them, you know, you will not sit there and tell them, you've not been behaving well, or maybe you don't serve your husband well, or you've not been the woman that the Lord has called you to be, and that is the reason as to why your husband rejects you. No. You shall encourage her and let her know, you know, I have been through the same, so I'm encouraging you and telling you, whatever you go through, women, you don't go through because God hates you. He loves you. And that is why he has chosen you and prepared you and allow you to go through fire. That fire is not to kill you. That is a power to equip you and prepare you for another level in the mighty name of Jesus, so that you can be an encouragement to another woman. So whatever you've been through, you have gone through, and it doesn't have to be marriage, whatever it could be. You know, there are so many issues, even them that are not married. We go through different issues. There are some people who go through issues with their children. Yeah, the Lord is equipping you. So when a woman comes to you to tell you, my son was found with bangi, you're not going to go telling everybody. You will go on your knees and call other people to stand in the gap and call upon the name of Jehovah because of that particular woman in Jesus' mighty and holy name. So whatever you go through, you don't go through that because of yourself. So this woman goes, you know, Haman and the king comes for dinner in Esther's house. So she's asked the same question. What is your petition, Esther? What is your petition? Even half of the kingdom, the king replied again. So they went for dinner the first time, but I'll talk about the second dinner, because even the first dinner, she refused to reveal who she is. So we are talking about women who shall have a revelation that you do not go revealing yourself everything. And the Lord was ministering to me about us women in this place, even me included, that we have to be very wise. It is not everything that you hear that you have to run and tell your husband. Revealing the secrets of your family to your husband, you are causing your husband to have a low opinion on your family. Everything that happens in your family, if you had an issue with your friend, you are learning to tell your friend, even this husband will wonder, you're telling me about your friend and tomorrow you're together. So I'm calling you women, and I'm calling myself, because the Lord is talking to us together, that we may be wise. It's not everything. The come and tell him what the Lord has been saying. Tell him that you love him. Sio mushene ati fulani was doing this and that. No, it is your time. You know, when you have time with your husband. Because Esther was asked, you know, for the first night she didn't say a thing. She took her time. Why? She needed time with the husband. She needed time with the king. So the problem with us women is talking. You know, tunaenda, we just end up go, you know, revealing even the secrets of your friends. Your friend shared an issue concerning maybe, you know, whatever she's been going through. It is not your husband to even know about it. And even going to tell your husband about your family. Women, do you realize the enemy uses what we open our mouth to say to fight you? Most of the battles, it is us who opens a loophole because of opening our mouths. Are you looking at a woman who is even asked by the king, what do you want? Even have the kingdom will be offered unto you. She takes her time. I'm not saying a thing. Having intimacy with the king, she takes her time. And then the second dinner, now the second night, the king comes with Haman and she refused the secret the second night. So I encourage you, before you open your mouth, take your time. Ponder over the matter. Even when I come and share with you the issues of my heart, please, would you take your time to pray before you start spreading it? Does it not happen? You know, I'll come and entrust you with my heart. I have shared my heart with you, and you run and you go exposing it. It is a time, daughters of purpose, women of purpose, that we may be women of wisdom, that we refuse to review and to gossip about our friends. When your friend has come and poured her heart before you, they are pouring your heart because they trust you, so that you may uplift you, love them, love on them, and encourage them. So the Lord is raising us as women of purpose to be women of wisdom and women who do not just open their mouth so fast. Women, how many opportunities do we lose because of opening our mouths? So this is what Esther realized, that I do not have to rush to tell him that I, you know, my petition right now. Let me take my time and have him, you know, have a good time with him, you know, have intimacy with him, so that I may reveal the enemy at the right time. So a time came now, the second night. I'm talking about a woman who takes her time. A woman who does not rush to just open her mouth. You know, at times we reveal our secrets to the enemy so fast. And then before we even receive our miracle, there was going to be a miracle, yes. But before we receive our miracle, it's even aborted because we open our mouth too fast. May we be the women of purpose. Women who are able to take our time and have wisdom before we open our mouth. We take our time and even pray and be able to mince our words before we even remove our words. So that we give season to words. You know, when you're a woman of purpose, a woman of wisdom, you will take your time. And as you open your mouth, you will open your mouth with wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. So the Lord is raising women in this place to be women of wisdom. Women who shall take their time. Women who shall not just open their mouth and open loopholes for battles, unnecessary battles. There are people here who have, because of opening our mouths of your obvious, we have opened unnecessary battles for ourselves and even at the wrong time. So this is a woman who knew the timing. You know, we are talking about women of purpose who get to know the timing, who will discern the time. You take your time and know, is this the right time to share what is in my heart? Even as the Lord reveals matters in your life. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things you do not know. As the Lord reveals this to you, there are things that the Lord will reveal to you. He's not revealing to you to go say at that particular time. So God will show you the right time to release that matter. So may we be those women of wisdom, women who take their time, women who not be in a hurry to rush to reveal what is in our hearts. And this is what Esther did. She goes for dinner. She invites the king and Haman, the enemy, for dinner. She doesn't even talk about her matter and her petition that particular day. She takes her time to reveal what was in her heart. And I want you to remind you one thing. She had not even revealed her identity. The king does not even know she's a Jew. The king does not even know that her family, the background of her family, even this time. The king did not know. All what the king knew is that she was Mordecai was the uncle. Because Mordecai is the one who gave her in wedding. So he knew that. But he never knew that she was a Jew. She hid her identity. So it is us to be wise. To know the right time to reveal our secrets. So this was a girl who was so wise. At times we reveal our secrets too early, so we cause the devil to abort our miracles. May we be women of substance, women of worth, women of revelation, women who knows when to open our mouths and when to shut our mouths in Jesus' name. So she reveals it the second night. And she told the king that my family or my community is being destroyed. There has been a conspiracy that my family is being destroyed. And she's asked, who is the person who could have done this? Can you see a wise woman who has made sure that she invited the enemy to see this table being laid? I thank God for his word, because the Lord will bring every word to pass. I want to encourage you that whatever the enemy has planned for your evil will turn out for your good in the mighty name of Jesus. And that is what happened to Esther. So she's asked, who could this man be? And she says, the adversary is in the house. So your adversary could even be where you are. Your adversary is normally, do you know your enemies are those people, when you have a revelation and you have a miracle or God is opening a door for you, those people you take your phone to call first. Those are the people that the enemy uses to destroy you. So as I was talking last night, that it is good to know who God has called, you know, in your inner circle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You have to be very, very careful. Because can you imagine Esther stayed with those other queens, those other girls, and she made sure that she never revealed. You know, we get excited in the presence of God or in whatever you do, even in your places of work, you start revealing your secrets. It is your time to really know who has the Lord called in your inner circle. You know, I was talking last night that Jesus had the 12. He was a very wise man. He had the 12, he had the 3, and he had the 1. You have to get to know who are your 3. Who is the John the Beloved, that one? And who are the 12? You know, God may bring a whole bunch of 12 in your life. But you have to know who is the one. Jesus had John the Baptist. He also, remember when he was going to heal the daughter of Jairus, he went in with the 3. There are those people who will believe with you. Even when everybody has refused to believe you, they will hold you. They will tell you, Helen, I believe in your ministry. I believe you are a mighty woman of God. Even when I've ministered and I feel like, you know, there are times you minister and you feel you did not deliver, you're so discouraged by the end of the day. You know the devil will discourage you. There are those women that the Lord has brought in my life who will be there to encourage me and tell me the message was powerful. Even when I really know, oh, I really did not do what God was willing me to do. Because there could be attacks of the enemy and all that. You know, a person who will believe in what you're doing. A person who will encourage you and love you. A person who, when you tell them your vision, they will not kill your vision. They will encourage you and tell you, my sister, move on. A person who you tell, I'm planning to pray and fast. They will encourage you and joining you in prayer and fasting. So, women of purpose, it is a time that we seek God and know the right people to allow in our inner circles, in the mighty name of Jesus, people who will not kill our dreams, people who will not kill our visions in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know there are people who are surrounding your life even right now to just bring down? By the end of the day, when you sit the whole day with them, they suck what you have. Do you have people who surround you who suck life out of you? Or the people who surround you, do they bring life in your life? Like I was saying last night, I don't care who remains in my life. I want to kiss my destiny in Jesus' name. I want to do what God has called me to do. I refuse to stay with people who are destiny killers in the mighty name of Jesus. So Haman was there to kill the destiny of Mordecai and Esther. He was in that kingdom a time like that to destroy the destiny of the Jews. But the Jews had a destiny. Just like each one of you has a destiny in this place. The Lord has called you and you have a big destiny. And I want to encourage you. It doesn't matter what the enemy is planning against your life. Nobody will kill what God has said. Whatever word the Lord said over your life, every prophetic word, the Lord is bringing to pass every prophetic word. And this is the season in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how many Hamans are there in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. For whatever the enemy plans for your evil shall turn out for your good in Jesus' mighty and holy name. So she refused to the king and she tells the king, the adversary is in the house. I want to tell you, when you plan what you're doing, when you have a project, when you have a vision, when you're planning to travel, or maybe you're planning a marriage, you may be thinking that people that you are sharing with are celebrating with you. And you'll be surprised that your adversary is in your court. Haman was in this house. The king could not even believe that this man was planning to destroy and kill. Even the queen was going to go. If the Jews was being destroyed, the queen was also to die together with them. She was not going to remain in the kingdom alone. She was also going to be finished. And see, Haman had even paid for the destruction of the Jews. It doesn't matter who has paid for your destruction and the destruction of your destiny and destruction of your family. One thing I want to encourage you, when Jesus said yes, nobody can say no in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the Lord has called you to do, he will bring it to pass. It doesn't matter who feels that you do not qualify in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that looked at Esther and thought she never qualified, somebody like Haman who thought maybe the daughter qualified to be the wife of the king more than Esther, got a shock of a lifetime in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So Esther is given, he found favor before the king. Esther reveals the adversary. So I want to encourage you. A time has come. Whatever has been eating you, that has been in your house, in your court, the Lord is revealing you. This is a season that the Lord is revealing your enemies in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that have been pulling you down, those that have been working behind your success so that they can bring you down in the mighty name of Jesus. It is a season that the Lord is revealing your enemy. There is nothing as good as dealing with an enemy that you know. The greatest revelation that you can never know is knowing your enemy. There is nothing as bad as eating in the same table with your enemy. Because they can poison you and you don't know. Those people that you have shakaramasandering with, and people are plotting evil against your life, it is a time to stay alert in the spirit, women of God, women of purpose, so that you can know, even when you're jumping and dancing, there are people who are there in your life and they want to be so close to you and they just want to destroy what you have. So you have to stay tuned in the spirit and to pray, because what was killing Haman was just jealousy. He just wanted to be in position. If the Lord has lifted you in a position, can you imagine? I just want to go back because I love the book of Esther so much, and I want you to read the whole 10 chapters. It is very empowering. You know, when they had gone for dinner the first night, Haman is coming from dinner and going back to his house. He finds Mordecai at the gate, and he's feeling bad because of Mordecai, just a gatekeeper. Do you know there are some people, you know, you're just a very simple person. You don't even have a big position in your place of work. And there are people who have a problem that you have that position. There are people who have a problem that you came to America and they feel maybe they qualified better than you. There are people who really feel that they were meant to be married by whoever married you. They feel that they qualified better than you. Can you imagine? Somebody is in a place of position. Can you imagine Haman? Haman was top there. You know, he was the top man. You know? He lived in the palace. He had a high position and he's getting bothered because you're so small position. Maybe you're just a worshiper in a church or even an intercessor and somebody is feeling jealous about you. Devil is such a liar. So we bind that spirit of jealousy even in the ministries in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, this person has already got a big position. What are you asking a watchman? Leave a watchman alone for heavenly sake. Watch him and he seriously. Seriously? Man, you know, he lives, instead of going home to have a good time with the wife, he's not even able to sleep. He's going to discuss Mordecai. Do you know there are people, instead of going to sleep in their own homes, or when they are cooking, they are just talking about you. Leave me alone. I'm in the business of the king. Mordecai is out there doing his business, watching at the gate, and a whole man who has a big position, instead of going and having a good time with the wife, he's going to discuss with Sheresh, the wife. I wonder the meaning of the name Sheresh. And the wife gives him a long advice. Do there are some people who give you a long advice? So he's going home and he's told to go and plant some garrows for Mordecai to be killed. Hardly did he know that he was doing it for himself. So there are some people who could be plotting evil. And the Lord is reminding me about Isaiah 54 verse number 16. The Bible says, they will assemble, but not by me. Whoever shall assemble against you shall fall by your side. And that is what happened to Haman that day. So Haman is revealed before the king. When the king had the adversary is in the house, he could not believe whoever wanted to kill the wife and the whole of our community. And this is when Esther reveals her identity. The king now knew this particular day that she belonged to this community. And the enemy, who is Haman, is plotting to destroy her family. And the king walks out in rage. He goes to the garden. You know, I am imagining him breathing fire. He feels like killing somebody. And he comes back. This is the person. And then he finds Haman at the feet of Esther. Isn't that scripture revealed there? Isaiah 54:15, they shall assemble but not by me. Whoever shall assemble against you shall fall by your side. Didn't that happen to Esther? That is exactly that scripture being revealed. The other version says that your enemies shall be revealed. They shall surrender to you. So what did Haman do? She surrendered to Esther. She's falling at the feet of Esther. This man who had so much jealousy, a person who never wanted to see the progress of the Jews, you know, he has a big position. Do you know there are people, they have their big position. Instead of seeing how they can raise you up to even get from glory to glory, instead of knowing that the Lord has anointed me and I impact somebody else and raise other people to also be able to stand in place of positions, for heavenly sake, daughters of destiny, daughters of purpose, the Lord has called us to be able to raise others, to lift up others, that they could also be able to also minister and be able to be in places of position. When the Lord has put you in a position, I ask you, can you be able to raise another? Would you mentor another one? Can you look at Haman? He just wanted to be everything in this place. He wanted to enjoy the kingdom on, you know, all these other kids also. I mean, the Jews also deserved to also be able to enjoy. You know, your sisters are meant. You know, Kate should also enjoy what I enjoy. You know, when people come around us, whatever anointing we carry should be able to affect those other people, and they are lifted to another level. You know, the Lord was igniting us with fire last night, and that fire is to ignite other people. When you receive that fire, you know, you receive it so that you can empower other people, so that they can also be able to stand in places of position, so that they can be able to save their own families. So I thank God because of Esther. She refused this, and the king is enraged. The king comes back. So Sheresh had advised the husband to prepare garrows where Mordecai would be killed. I want to prophesy to somebody in this place that whatever the enemy has planned for your evil, the Lord is turning it for your good in Jesus' name. You remember very, very well that Haman was hanged in the same garrows that he had planned for Mordecai, and what he had planned for the Jews turned out for his bad. So whatever the enemy has planned for your evil, I want to encourage you, shall turn out for your good in the mighty name of Jesus. So for because of Esther taking her time to even make sure that the enemy is in the house, she would have, when she was asked for the first time, what do you want, queen? I give it to you, even half of the kingdom. She could have asked for the half of the kingdom only. But she knew she wanted more than that. She wanted the deliverance of her community in the mighty name of Jesus. She knew that she owned the kingdom. Just like, you know, when you know your identity and you know you belong to the kingdom, you know you are a daughter of a king and you qualify to enjoy everything in the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. So the Lord is revealing the revelation of identity that you may know who you are. You can never be able to enjoy the kingdom of God when you do not know who you are. You got to know who you are. When you know who you are, you are able to be able to receive the blessings in Jesus' name. So that, you know, you are able to walk in the fullness of the Lord. The Lord is calling us women to know our identity and walk in the fullness of the Lord and walk in the calling that the Lord has placed upon our lives. Walk in the mantle that the Lord has placed upon our lives in Jesus' name. The Lord wants us to know who we are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He wants us to be bold. If he's called us to go and prophesy to the nations, that we shall go and prophesy knowing our identity and knowing that the King is the one who has called us. It's not about who people say we are. It is about who God says you are in the mighty name of Jesus. What has God said to you? What is the prophetic word that you ever received? So the Jews had a destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. The plan of Haman in your life is to come and destroy your destiny. I want to encourage you that the Lord himself is destroying, because he's the king who ordered Haman to be hanged in Jesus' name. So the Lord is ordering that your enemies may be hanged in the same gallows in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy had planned for your evil turns out for your good in Jesus' name. So Esther did not only enjoy, you know, the kingdom and enjoyed the riches of the kingdom, but even her family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So when you are in the kingdom, when the Lord has anointed you, when the Lord has chosen you and anointed you and given you a mantle, he's given you that mantle so that your community can be able to enjoy the anointing in your life. It is not yours alone to enjoy. You have not been blessed so that you stay in the kingdom. You know, you enjoy in the palace alone. You have been called so that you can be able to raise others in Jesus' mighty and holy name. So I bind that spirit of Haman, the spirit to kill the gifts of the women of God in Jesus' name. Don't you know there are people who do not want to see your progress? And that is the spirit of the devil that has been luring in the church of God. And it's been ruling even amongst women. Yeah, Haman here may be just Haman, a man. But the Lord is talking about a Haman, a person in the, you know, in your court. A person that you're trusting and you share your everything. Haman knew everything. He's the one who was serving the king with wine. So he knew everything about the king. He's the one who, he knew when the whoever is visiting the king. You know? So this is a person who is able to destroy you. So your destroyer and your enemy is that person that you reveal everything to. So I encourage you, may you have a discernment spirit and pray that the Lord may open your spiritual eyes so that you may be able to know who is the Haman in your life. The person who is in your life to destroy your destiny. Don't you think that your destiny people celebrate? I am looking at women of purpose in this place who have great destinies. But there are Hamans there in your life who do not want to see you kiss your destiny. But I want to encourage you and to let you know your destiny is so big in the mighty name of Jesus that you're not going to miss it in Jesus' name. And the Lord today is in the business of destroying every Haman and every destiny killer in your life, every destiny sabotager in your life in Jesus' name, so that he can take you to your level, so that you can kiss your destiny. Whatever the Lord has purposed that you will become, I want to encourage you, nothing will stop you. The anointing over your life is unstoppable. The favor in your life is unstoppable in Jesus' name. Because the Lord has favored you. I want to tell you, when you find favor before the king, when you find favor before God, it is not like finding favor before men. But I prophesy favor before the king and men. Before the kings and men in the name of Jesus Christ. So when you find favor before the Lord, I'm telling you, they can do whatever they want. They will plot evil against you. They will plan to kill you, like the devil wanted to kill Catherine yesterday, but she's kissing her destiny because her destiny is big in the name of Jesus. Nothing shall be able to stop you from reaching the position that the Lord has called you. Whatever the Lord called you to do, I want to encourage you. You will do it. Whatever the Lord called you to bless you with, you will embrace it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, Mordecai took the position definitely of Haman. Haman is dead. So if people have to die so that you may get into your position, let them die. I'm not prophesying death. It is the word of the Lord. Haman was killed. You know, he was no more. And in the same gallows. So when somebody is plotting, I know Mary said, when you're digging a pit for me, would you get in and measure yourself very well and make sure you'll be able to get out? Because whoever digs a pit for you, or kwajera irimari, irimari wakuri arejete ni wakugu wakuodhini. Yes. People will dig a pit for you, and it is encouraging. Would you get inside and make sure uipime in a way utaweza kutoka? Because I want to tell you, I'm not falling in the same pit, no. Women ndio naanguka. So whatever we do for others, I'm telling you, the Lord will cause it to happen to you in Jesus' mighty and holy name. You know, when the Lord is using you in the life of other people, get to know that you're getting a blessing. You know, we have to get from that place, women of purpose, you know, from that place of wanting everything for yourself. Can you see that Nancy is enjoying? You know, Pastor Catherine is also enjoying the anointing in your life. If you realize that there is an open door somewhere, would you advise me and tell me there is an open door? Would you try that door? You know, that the Lord may be able to bless you. We men of purpose, it is a time that we be our sister's keepers. In the mighty name of Jesus, when you realize that the enemy is plotting evil against your sister, you know, pray, stand in the gap. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, some people, like I was saying, Jeremiah that 3 verse 3, the Lord will reveal to you maybe something. The enemy is plotting evil against me. Just like, you know, Haman was plotting to finish the Jews. And then this was revealed to Mordecai. And Mordecai is able to rush and send a message to Esther. And Esther was able to save her community. So the Lord, when he reveals a secret to you, I want to tell you, he's not revealing to you so that you can go and tell everybody. You know, at times when God starts speaking to us and, you know, revealing things to us, we are so excited. We think, you know, I am there. There is more. I deserve more. I think about Moses, who spoke face to face with God. And would you imagine the same Moses is crying to God and he's telling him, if you're not going with us, we are not going. And on top of that, beside that, he's saying, if you're not going with us, we are not going. And he's told, your presence will go together. My presence will go together with you. And I will give you rest. And then he ends up to ask God, show me your glory. The Lord is calling us to that place to desire more in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you have received is not enough in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And I thank God because of Esther. Esther knew that she had all the riches, but she wanted more. She did not just want the hand. She wanted the face of God. May we be those people who desire to seek the face, to seek the things of the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. She knew that if it is money, it will be just before one day. If it is these riches, riches may just be, they can be destroyed within a day. But what you tap from the king, when you tap the anointing of the Lord, whatever you tap, I want to tell you, it is not for only that time. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is there to help other people in Jesus' mighty and holy name. So when the Lord laces you, Esther was not only laced for her, self in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And that is why she realized that it was not only her. You know, she was not called to go and enjoy herself in the kingdom. She knew that she had to risk her life. So the daughters of purpose, I am calling you to that place where you risk for your family, where you risk for your friends, where you risk for other people in the night, going out of your way because of other people. Because we have lived a life of selfish. It's not about me. It's not about my ministry. Even about other ministry. Be an encouragement to other people. When other people are having fellowship or they are having meetings in their own churches, go and support them. Because it's about one king in the mighty name of Jesus. So Esther knew it was not about her. It was about the kingdom in the name of Jesus. And she knew that she was in the kingdom a time as this. So just like you're in the kingdom a time as this. This is not for you. It is not for you alone that you may enjoy and swim in the riches on your own. You know, the Lord has lifted you a time as this that you could be a blessing to other people in Jesus' name. So what is encouraging me? That the Lord is turning around your life in Jesus' mighty and holy name today. He is destroying every Haman and every destiny killer in your life in Jesus' name. Those people who call themselves your friends and they are in your life so that they can come to and bring down what God is doing in your life. I want to encourage you that the Lord today has revealed your Haman in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There are some people in this place who the Lord will even show you, the people who's been bringing you down. It is not that you hate them, that you know you're not. If Haman, an adversary, was sitting at the king and he was the one who was serving the king with Anamabiara, are you kidding? She's my Anamabiara, but she can't kill me. You know, you are my baby can finish you. They are the ones who knows the dress that you will wear. They are the ones who will give you water. They can be able to poison in your water and kill you. So, can you imagine the armor bearer of the king was the rival? He's the one who was plotting, you know, against the destiny of the wife of the king. So I want to tell you, as you sit in everyday's business, there are people who are gathered in your life. They call themselves your friends, and they are not your friends. I am not here so that you hate your friends. What happens is, when you get to know them, you will love them. The Bible says, love your enemies and do good to them that hate you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord does not reveal your enemies so that you may hate them. He reveals them so that you may be wise in Jesus' name. So I encourage you that be wise and know the people that you allow in your inner circle, the people that you reveal your secrets to, and the timing. So all what I know today, the Lord is encouraging us to know the timing. So the timing of Esther was right. She knew the right timing to tell the king. She was not in haste to ask the king for petition. So as you even go before the Lord in prayer, you know, you don't rush to just to tell him, give me money. Worship him and love him first of all. As you go before him, worship him, tell him some good stuff. So Esther knew she needed a time to even tell the king, I love you and I've been missing you. When you've been away for all this time, you know. So God is calling us to that place of intimacy. So that you just don't rush to the presence and you're telling him all what you want. You know, within 10 minutes you've told him all what you want. No, worship him and love him. He's calling you to a place of intimacy that you may have intimacy with him and love him in Jesus. Our time is over. Wow, okay. God bless you so much. Father, in Jesus' name, I just want to bless you and I want to give you place, oh God. I want to thank you for the women of purpose in Jesus' mighty and holy name. I come against every spirit of Haman in their lives. I come against every destiny killer in their lives in Jesus' name. I bind every powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. I connect them to their destiny and I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, nothing shall be able to stop them in Jesus' name, that whatever you've called them, Jehovah God, and where you've called them to go, Jehovah God, and that their big destinies, Jehovah God, they shall be connected to their destiny in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. oh God. I connect them with their destiny today in the name of Jesus, and I declare that it is well with them in Jesus' name. I cancel every assignment of Haman in the name of Jesus, and I declare that every Haman shall be hanged in the gallows that he planned for Mordecai in the mighty name of Jesus. I overturn the tables of the enemies of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. I cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ. As I pray, Jehovah God, that you may reveal to them their identity, that they may know who they are, oh God, that they may take their positions, oh God, and do that which you've called them to do in Jesus' name. I cover them with the blood of Jesus as I thank you and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.